the condemnation is a condemnation of the acts that brought this incident to be what it was, and I think that you can interpret exactly meaning that the flotilla by itself, and we have heard it in various communications and speeches in the Security Council, if the flotilla was a genuine, innocent, humanitarian aid flotilla, things would go the other way, exactly as other flotillas went and other convoys went before. But unfortunately, this was not the case. They had other intentions, they had other connections, and they wanted to provoke, and provoke they did.
That was Israel's Deputy Ambassador to the United Nations, Daniel Carmon, speaking with me yesterday. Edward Peck, your former U.S. Ambassador, you were on this aid flotilla. Respond to some of the comments of Daniel Carmon.
Well, sir, you know, it's interesting. He did what he was supposed to do, and everything he said, as far as I'm concerned, is what you find in a meadow somewhere where they keep large animals. You know, here, one of the things I find that is the twist in this thing was that these peaceful, heavily armed commandos who were in international waters to capture a ship full of men and women who were not bothering Israel and who took what steps they could to try to prevent these pirates from doing it are accused of attacking them. Mr. the Deputy Ambassador, they were defending the ship. The Israelis were attacking it, and the passengers didn't want them to do it. And to see somebody using a deck chair against the heavily armed and armored Israeli soldier, I mean, my God, that's a dangerous weapon. It's called twisting the story. If you come to attack me and I defend myself, you know, that's considered legal in law.
And Edward Peck, he kept saying this was not a genuine humanitarian-only flotilla. What do you say to that?
Yeah, this is the other thing. You know, I did not expect that the government of Israel would refer to us as tree-hugging, you know, flower children. Of course we're all savage, murdering, you know, and anti-Israeli, pro-Palestinian. No, come on, get off it. But of course he has to say this. This is Israel's position, but it's as full of holes as a window screen. You know, if you look at the people who were there, the stuff that we were bringing, and he quotes, forgive me, I've been talking about this since I got back yesterday morning, just about this time, I guess. The international law, he says, you know, you can do this if it's provoking a danger, but Gaza does not belong to Israel. It is illegally occupied by international law. So you can't really stop ships from going. Well, you can, and they did, but if people try to resist what you're trying to do, you cannot really accuse them of attacking your heavily armed soldiers. And they were heavily armed. On our little boat, a couple of them had paint guns attached to their submachine guns, along with the stun grenades and the pepper spray and the handcuffs and the pistols, you know. So this is sort of a twisting reality, which, of course, I understand why they're trying to do it. I've been a diplomat. But it's laughable. Sir, just try one more thing. He didn't mention this because he may not know it, but all of us, I was expelled. I was deported for having violated Israeli law. And I said to the gentleman, what law have I violated? He said, you have illegally entered Israel. I said, well, now wait. Our ship was taken over by armed commandos. I was brought here at gunpoint against my will. And you call that illegally entering Israel? You and I went to different law schools, guy. You know, it's kind of a fiasco. It would be amusing if it weren't so damned sad, because unfortunately, and I speak with total sincerity here, I think Israel has done itself some serious damage. And in addition to just, you know, what they did, it was the way they did it and the way they're presenting it. Nobody regrets what happened on the Israeli side, because those were all terrorists, you know, violating our laws. Guys, get a grip. This isn't going to work.
Ambassador Peck, who did you serve under as ambassador in the Middle East?
Well, I was ambassador essentially in Baghdad under a man named Jimmy Carter, and then I was an ambassador in Mauritania under a man named Ronald Reagan. But I served under, you know, I was a career guy, so I served under, I think, 11 presidents. I've forgotten exact. I guess it was 8 presidents, excuse me.
What do you think President Obama should do? Are you satisfied with the U.S. response?
No, I'm not, and it concerns me. I understand as well well as most people, I suppose, and better than most, the relationship that links the United States to Israel. I think certain aspects of it are wonderful, and certain aspects of it are detrimental to the interests of both countries. But I understand it exists. I would wish that Mr. Obama deeply regrets, my goodness, you know, and Secretary Clinton is talking to their foreign minister about how we handle this crisis. Hey, wait a minute. What do we have to do with this crisis? Well, I know the world perceives us as aiding, arming, financing, and supporting Israel in pretty much whatever it does. That's our national policy. But if I were he, it strikes me as an opportunity that he could use to take some of the steps that he obliquely referred to in the early days of his administration, which raised people's hopes that perhaps the United States would distance itself a bit from what Israel does rather than supporting it all blindly.
And Ambassador Peck, finally, the United States is the only permanent member of the Security Council not to explicitly call for an end to the 3-year Israeli blockade of Gaza.
Well, sir, that doesn't surprise me. You know, I think we've vetoed 29 Security Council resolutions over the years that were directed at trying to get Israel to do various things or stop doing them. This is our policy. You may know that one of the gentlemen on our particular little boat was a veteran of the attack of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty in the 67 war, in which 200 American service men serving on a U.S. Navy ship were killed or wounded. And what did that lead to? So the situation is imbalanced. You know, we not looking at our own interests the way we should. The president should pay perhaps a little more attention to how to advance America's interests rather than protect Israel, because this is costly. And the Rachel Corrie, if they attack the Rachel Corrie, named
after...
The ship
that's headed to Gaza now. We have 5 seconds, Ambassador.
Thank you. That will be a tragedy for everyone. And I don't want that. No one with half a brain wants anything bad to happen to Israel, but I fear that they're going to happen.
Former U.S. Ambassador Edward Peck, he was on the aid flotilla. This is Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman with Sharifa Gokunduz. Happy birthday to Angie Karen. Thanks for joining us.